This is a massive sum of money. And when a government has that kind of money available to it, we expect to see real impact, real change. We expect, as many people have said here today, to see a transformative budget. And while there are, as I said, a number of politically very attractive decisions here, the Taoiseach himself said he wouldn't apologise for any of them. And of course, why would he? They're vote getters. But Minister, we have to look beyond the surface. We've got to look and see the substantive issues in this budget and how this money is being spent. It's not, as I've always said, as a minister puts their hand in their back pocket and says, here's my money, I'm giving it to you. This is the taxpayers' money. So it's not just about spending money. It's about how it's spent, where it's spent. It's about the vision. It's about the transformation. And it's about value for money. And I'll just give you one example of why I think you're not so much dealing with the bread and butter issues, but more with the jam on the top of the bread. We have, for example, a free book scheme and free school meals. And of course we need them, and parents are delighted to see them, and parents are voters. But let's look at the education system. Let's look at the primary school system. And we see that primary schools are on their knees. Capitation grants are totally inadequate. We have the highest pupil-teacher ratio in Europe, and our teachers are emigrating. So they're the substantive issues. And of course we need free school books and free school meals. But for anyone to suggest that that deals with the substantive issues in education, it simply doesn't. And that's my concern about certain parts of this budget. I think it underpins a lot of the thinking here. And of course, this is an election budget. Let's not pretend it's anything else. If we look at childcare, for example, yes, we have decreased the cost to parents, which is, again, hugely important. People need to be able to afford childcare. But people also need to be able to access childcare. And in my own county of Sligo, six childcare providers have closed their doors this year. Seven actually, but one of them has gone to a community service. And the reason they're closing is because they just simply cannot remain open and make a profit. So the system that's in place is attractive, and parents are very happy to see that costs are coming down. Not enough, but they are coming down. But you also can't ignore the accessibility and that there is actually childcare available for parents. And it's some of these, I would say, short-sighted measures that don't deal with the totality of the issue, you know, that I have real concern about.